So you're advocating more of an advanced manufacturing avenue versus just large warehouse logistics centers.
Well, we can do both. I mean, we have to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. I mean, we need to create jobs for the 21st economy, and that means, you know, renewable energy and investments in technology. We need to do that, and we need to make investments in education because the Inland Empire is on the lower end of educational attainment. So we need to make sure that we're encouraging our young people and supporting them, offering Pell Grant opportunities and access to community college, and giving them opportunities to grow and to become degreed and certificated in jobs for the 21st economy. So we need to do that. But in the short term, we do need to look at every opportunity to create jobs, and that means our role within the world is in transportation and logistics, and I think that that's fine for the Inland Empire, but we need to be able to have both conversations.
Well, tell me a little bit about what your current role in Congress can really do specifically to sort of address that educational attainment gap that we have here in the IE. I think the statistics, something like only around 18% of residents here have a bachelor's degree.
Yeah, and that's about half of what it is in the Bay Area, and still, you know, many points behind Los Angeles. So I think supporting access to education is one of the key issues that I've been discussing for years. I was pleased to support a piece of legislation that would expand the Pell Grant to include a summer. All-year Pell Grant is important, and there are proposals in Congress that would slow down the use of Pell Grants, and I won't stand for that. It's wrong. It's wrong for the Inland Empire, and it's wrong for our education system. So a continued focus on Pell Grants, but expanding that and allowing students to go to the summer sessions using their Pell Grants, I think, is just a common-sense tool that we need to do.
We said that there are some people in Congress that would oppose that. That sort of leads to the larger tension between the White House and Congress right now. Can you comment on that? What do you make of that situation?
Well, I'm going to do what's best for the Inland Empire. And on issues where the administration and the president agree with that, issues like access to higher education and expanded Pell Grant opportunities, the president's proposal on community colleges was great, and I support all of those. But there are going to be occasional issues where I don't feel the Inland Empire is in lockstep with that. And, you know, one issue is the medical device tax. I support a repeal of the medical device tax, which was part of the Affordable Care Act. And I think that, you know, this was just thrown in at the 11th hour as a opportunity to help pay for the ACA, which I am a huge supporter of. But we have job creators here in the Inland Empire who are medical device manufacturers, and I don't want to slow down their growth.
So you are putting the region and the needs of the IE first and foremost.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there's too much partisanship back there. And so opportunities that we can form alliances and work together to get things done, that's going to be my continued focus. And irrespective of who's in the White House, I'll continue to put the needs of the Inland Empire first.
Does it at all frustrate you? I mean, what is it like being in the minority party? Does that seem to be a hindrance at all at times?
You know what, I think it rewards those who have patience and are willing to forge alliances and work together. You know, the freshman class, 58 members of us know each other, have spent a lot of time with each other, and we've formed some bonds and some relationships, and I'm pleased to co-sponsor some pieces of legislation with colleagues, other members who are new to Congress on both sides of the aisle.
You said that one of the things that was most surprising to you, or that something that perhaps people aren't typically aware of, is the truly collegial relationship between you and other members of Congress. Is that the most surprising thing that you've encountered so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, people see, you know, the news and the articles about partisanship, and some things are very partisan, and that's true. But I will say that it is such a collegial place among members, of members putting their hands out and introducing themselves and asking where you're from. Those are the pieces that are important to help build that relationship.
What are you most looking forward to doing? Is there something that is an absolute priority to you?
I think it's important that people, you know, see me and talk with me and know that my office is open and accessible and that we have opportunities to communicate back and forth. But I want to hear from Inland Empire residents. What do they value? What do they feel is important? For me, things that we've talked about, you know, education, protecting Medicare and Social Security, making sure that veterans have the services that they need, and creating jobs for the 21st century economy. I mean, those are things that I feel, you know, I've heard from the residents. And those are going to be the pieces, the pillars of the work that we do in the office.
Do you get a lot of outreach from the community? Are people in touch frequently?
We do, by mail, by email. Some of them come into the office. You know, making sure that we continue that level of accessibility is key.
Well, Congressman Pete Aguilar, thank you so much for coming by.
Always good to be back here. Thanks so much for having me.